Welcome to the Lead a New Future podcast. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, a senior leadership trainer with close to 2 decades of experience. The leadership I'm about is one that values respect and transparency while harnessing our ability to effect change. With a clinical background, I've worked within highly acclaimed leadership teams in the health sector of New Zealand before spending a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences across multiple countries. And here's the thing about leadership. Leadership is just as important within our homes as it is within every level of our community, teams, and organizations. In this podcast, you'll find a variety of conversations that connect to our leadership and our lives, where we can impact what matters, where it matters. Let's get into it. Hey, well, welcome to the episode. Your host, Kate Ruby Aroha. I just wanted to start it off a little bit cheesy. This quick conversation is going to be a shot of compassion. We've got shots of tequila, we've got shots of turmeric. And then this is a shot of compassion. This particular conversation is for whoever needs to cut themselves some fucking slack. And if that's you, lean in a little bit harder, a little bit deeper if you want to soften that a little bit. I don't know about you, but if you're someone that's being a bit hard on yourself lately, let's say you've got some expectations in your head or some stuff in your head of where you think things are supposed to be for you right now, where you should be by now, where they're supposed to be, how things are supposed to be going. You feel frustrated with yourself, frustrated with life, frustrated with something that you're experiencing. I want to remind you to cut yourself some fucking slack and be really, really compassionate towards yourself. You're doing a bloody good job. You may not have let that last one in, so I'm going to say it again, and this time I want to pre-frame this. Yeah, I'm talking to you, my friend. You that's listening here to this conversation, this is directly for you. Are you ready? This has got to wiggle its way in, okay? You're doing a fucking amazing job of being you. And you're doing an amazing fucking job in your life. Like, really, one of the best things we can do for ourselves is bring some real compassion to ourselves for whatever we're experiencing or facing or trying or giving a go or showing up for. Like, really, on one hand, while we're living life, on the other hand, we want to be really compassionate to ourselves. Or one of the challenges of when we are perhaps growing or we've got goals or even in personal development is that we can have expectations of ourselves of how we're supposed to be, and then as a byproduct of that, we can be a bit hard on ourselves if we don't feel like we're measuring up to where we set our standards or where we have an idea in our head of where we're supposed to be or whether we are as far along as perhaps what we think we should be. In those moments, we've got to really show up for ourselves and be compassionate as fuck. Like, care for yourself. Be kind to yourself. And I don't know about you, but I would say that's something that I've been constantly working on over the years. Working on, it's not really the right word I want to use for this, but it's constantly something that I've reminded myself. Sometimes it comes easier to me because I've practiced this being kind to myself and being compassionate towards myself with the ups and with the downs, and when I fucking feel like I've just really missed the mark on something, or when I've just felt almost like have gone off course with something, or I've just felt frustrated with myself. That's when being kind to myself or being compassionate or cutting myself some slack is even more important. Now, I've been actively working on this or actively reminding myself to do this for over 2 decades. It's a very long time. So I do have quite a lot of muscle, and it does come pretty well for me a lot of times. And I do have a really kind inner voice where like even Hinari mentions a lot about like, I've just got this really kind, soothing inner voice. It really supports myself, which I've really developed over time. Like, you know, we're talking over 2 decades of really working on this muscle. So there's a part of me that's a very kind inner voice that can come in and really support myself and soothe myself. But there are times when I find that a little bit harder and I have to then back myself even more and remember to really, really, really show up and support myself kindly on the inside. So it is something that whether you have got a great connection to a kind inner voice or whether it's something that you might just like realize even through this conversation, like, shit, I actually don't talk to myself ultra kindly on the inside. And it's something that I really want to take on, learning how to do and build a stronger connection with a kind inner voice. Actually, when I say that, I want to do a little bit of a quantifier. So we speak about 60,000 thoughts to ourselves per day, okay? And of those 60,000 thoughts that we speak to ourselves per day, 80% of them are actually naturally quite negative kinds of dialogue. And that's normal, and that's for, and that's not for like a negative type thinking person. That's just like for your every day-to-day person. We tend to have like a running dialogue that has us, I guess, you know, it's designed to keep us safe and it's designed to have us avoid quote unquote failing and, you know, being unsafe. So it's designed to say things to keep us along a certain path. And sometimes a lot of that conversation in the background and these thoughts just slip in really in and out so fast that sometimes we don't even catch them. They can be a little bit naturally negative at times. And so that's okay. Like that's just part of sometimes the human wiring and the human condition. But we can choose to develop a more like kind, soothing inner dialogue as well. And that's something that we can actually choose to develop, and we can choose to do that, and it's an over time kind of thing, which is like what, like I said, I've, you know, spent over a couple of decades doing this. Doesn't mean to say that the other kind of dialogue doesn't go away, like it doesn't go away, but we can develop more of a repertoire of also showing up for ourselves with kindness and compassion, and really kind of like developing and strengthening that kind inner dialogue as well. There's no one here that's got this shit sorted out. There's no one that has got a life that is free from challenge, pain, or struggle. We may think that some people do, but it's actually not the case. And I do not. I think one thing that I am not hypnotized by is online marketing or the way that some people in personal development and coaching portray their services to make it look like that there's a place to get to where these challenges or stresses or obstacles or the inner dialogue just all of a sudden disappears. And if by any chance you think that there is a place, I just want to give us a bit of a reality check right now, because it's not. I've worked my ass off over the last couple of decades in the personal development space and over the last 10 years in my business. And we've got to a place now where things are going pretty damn great. And I really am living what I would call like my wildest dreams. And what that actually looks like in reality, life, I still feel normal. You know what I mean? Like there is ups and downs and there is negative dialogue in my head at times, and there's parts where I just don't feel good and there's parts where I feel amazing. And what I do know for a fact is that regardless of where we get to, we're still humans, and so life is just kind of life and we are just how we are. And it doesn't matter how much some people try to paint a different picture, that's actually relatively bullshit. So I guess like I want to just almost put a bit of a reality check there. So then what does that mean? And I think that's good news, because it means that wherever we are at and however we're feeling, like that's just life. And it means that we don't have to keep fighting ourselves, thinking that we should be further along or thinking that we should be in a place where things just all are smooth. Now, I do think we can get ourselves, or I do know actually, we can get ourselves into a place where a lot of areas of our life are smoothing out. Like, you know, I've done an episode just today, I recorded it this morning about how, you know, we've got a lot of areas of our life that are very foundationally strong. We've got a lot of areas of our life that, you know, when I say we're living our wildest dreams, over the last 10 years it's taken to get here where we're, you know, financially very set up in areas. We've got very strong areas set up, but you know, things are like really incredible. And at the same time, like, life is just life. So we can get things, we can keep improving things, we can keep growing things, we can shift into, I don't know, bigger and better spaces. And what we don't get to is a place where everything is perfect. And I feel like that is so fucking obvious that I almost don't bother saying it. But then I feel like I do have to say it, because there's so much when I'm working with people that and coaching with them, that what comes up for them is that when they're going through their own frustrations or their own disappointments or their own being hard on themselves, it's almost like there's a lost connection to that. Oh, this is just actually normal. This is life. Life goes through ups and downs. We have, you know, the waves come in and out naturally at the beach, right? There's light, there's night and day, light and dark. This is normal. So what does that mean? It means that when it's happening for us, we can cut ourselves some slack. We can be very compassionate for ourselves. And if that is something that's a little bit more challenging for you to do, then I would suggest that that's something to really take on. To really take on growing that muscle of inner kind dialogue. Being compassionate as fuck with yourself. And that is, I think, one of the best ways to partner ourselves and support ourselves is, over time, more and more, develop that muscle of being your own friend. Oh, doesn't that just feel like a weight off? Let's say that again, because it just felt good. Over time, more and more, being your own friend. Being an actual friend to yourself. And, you know, let's think about that for a moment. If you had a friend who was going through some struggles, would you then be an asshole to her? No, you'd give her a fucking hug. You'd make her a cup of tea. You'd tell her that she's going to get through this and she's got what it takes. And oh my God, you just love her and you appreciate her so much. Newsflash, do that for yourself. Oh my God. That's what that, you know, like developing that kind in a part of ourselves, that kind in a dialogue, befriending ourselves, that's what we can actually do that for ourselves. And the cool thing is that when we do that for ourselves, we stop looking for it elsewhere. Doesn't mean to say we don't always want it from elsewhere. Like, I like it when Henari gives me a cuddle and tells me that I'm doing a fucking great job. Like, that's awesome. But I'm not dependent on him doing that for me, because I can actually have the inner ability to do it for myself. You know what I'm saying? All right, I hope someone got something out of this conversation. If you know someone who needs to hear this conversation, please share it with them. My intention is to create conversations that help make a difference to how we're feeling and experiencing ourselves, so we can just get more and more on the driver's seat of our own power. So if this, you know someone who would get a lot from this, please do share it with them, or share it on your social media, tag me, and I always reshare when people share these episodes. And if you have any questions that you would like me to cover in a future episode, send me a DM over on my Instagram at Kate Ruby Aroha, and let me know, hey, here's my question, or this is a thing I'd love a whole episode on. And Kate, yes, you can definitely shout me out in the episode and I'd be happy to do that. Or if you want to remain anonymous because it's more of a personal question, let me know that clearly and I'd be happy to honor your wishes around that and keep it anonymous, although I can talk, a whole episode on your question. All right, have a fabulous day, and I'll see you in the next episode of She Leads a New Future.